Conference for this Thursday, the 6th of March. On the air with me, I'm Dudley Steffen, is Jennifer Horn. Ken Kessler joins us as well as we manage the information that is, I don't know, managing is the right word, but we try to handle that which people are talking about. And it may be, Jennifer, that more people are concerned about what Hillary Clinton said regarding the Russians and the Germans, and what she said, which she clarified or tried to, is probably not needing clarification because what she said is right on. The essence of the artistry of the Russians going in and trying to manipulate the news and manipulate the public opinion when it comes to protecting those who are in the Crimea who are Russians, they speak Russian, therefore we better go protect them, is a thinly veiled, and you have to be a fool to believe that that's really why they went in there. The Crimea is the richest area.
Right. It's about power and money.
Exactly. So Mrs. Clinton said that she likened what Putin did to what Hitler did when the Germans were going into Czechoslovakia and Romania to supposedly protect their people. That wasn't what they were doing at all.
Right.
And that's not what the Russians are doing, and everybody knows it. And Putin has become the laughingstock. And in terms of what one of the listeners said, Kenny, let's go back to Facebook and to Twitter, people's opinion. Somebody said that Putin has, in one sort of wave of the wand, he's eliminated all the goodwill that came out of the Olympic Games that were held in Russia.
But did he care?
Well, I don't know that he does. I mean, leaders, maybe in general, this is a good place for me to slide off into what happened yesterday. Thank you for asking the question, even though you didn't know what was going to be the
I know, no problem, anytime.
Yeah. So one wonders, this may be a good thread of conversation, Kenny, for us to have the power of potentates and whether they really do, once they get into these powerful positions, lose all sense of reality. Does Putin not understand what the world stage is? This is not just America versus Russia. This is basically the world stage saying, you jerk,
yeah,
get out of there.
I think he would probably like that. He wants the world to be afraid, to be a little bit like,
I don't think the world's afraid.
No, but I think he wants the world to be off their game. What's he going to do next? Because he wants to be the most powerful leader in the
world. Well, yes, he wants to. His ego is such.
Right.
And again, back to what I want to talk about for a minute, the ego of these people who are in power. Yesterday, I spent an hour in an airplane sitting on the ground in Newark waiting for Air Force One to land at Logan Airport in Boston.
Well, that was nice of you.
The Secret Service, yeah, I didn't do it willingly. The Secret, I had no choice, and neither did tens of thousands of other people whose afternoon was disrupted because the president flew into Boston to go to a fundraiser.
But you were in Newark, so how did that work?
They shut
the
airspace.
They had to keep a no-fly zone.
Yeah, they shut down the airport in Boston for an hour for Air Force One to land, so that planes that were about to land were circling the airport. The guy told me that when I got on the bus last night at the airport. He said, we circled around for 48 minutes because we couldn't land.
Right.
Now, what would have happened if there wasn't enough fuel in the plane, if it had come from the East Coast or Europe or someplace?
Yeah, would they let them fall out of the sky, or would they let them land? That would be interesting.
They wouldn't let them fall out of the sky, but the scoring of this is that these people, again, in these positions, somebody sent a note about Cheney when he came to Boston for a fundraiser a few years ago, when he went from the airport out to Hopkinton, which is a town west of Boston. Everything was shut down while he went there. And these guys in Roberta always is talking about when the president comes, the vice president comes to New York, how it screws everything up. Do they even think, this is how I put this, I'm going to send a bill for my time to the Democratic National Committee. I'm going to figure out what my time is worth an hour, and I'm going to send him a bill. And I think everybody else, anytime you're ever inconvenienced by this sort of thing, especially if it's for a fundraiser, for some important matter of state, then it would be different. But it was a fundraiser, for God's sakes, and he comes in the middle of the afternoon rush, traffic time, and shuts everything down So how many people's lives were affected for that amount of time? Because they're having a fundraiser. Take the fundraiser's money. No.
And I'll tell you, because from personal experience, almost personal, Erin, who used to work in our office for us, worked for us for 20 years.
Yeah.
She was going to Texas one day for some cable shows and some meetings and things. She was on the runway for 4 hours because she was actually involved with Bill Clinton getting a haircut.
The haircut at L.A.
On Air Force One. Now, that's even more irritating.
Right.
Can't you get a haircut somewhere else, like regular people?
Yeah. But they don't, do they not think about what, and is there, more importantly, nobody around them, like Olivia Pope, to tell them what the, she's from Scandal Foot.
I got that. Yeah.
Okay. To give them a perspective on what it is that they're doing and how it's affecting their career and the people who are with them. Do they just not give a darn? And that's really what I figure here. The hypocrisy is so deep here. We're going to take care of we're the president of all the people. Really. So if you are, then don't screw up our day.
Right. Because once one plane gets delayed, then
everything's delayed. But
it sounds like you lucked out only being delayed for an hour. I mean, gosh.
Well, if anything on the East Coast that was coming to Boston, all those planes sat on the runway for an hour before they took off. Anything that was in Chicago or Midwest that was headed to Boston, where there's only like an hour and a half in the sky, everybody stayed on the ground.
You would think that they would send you one of those nice little text alerts. Hey, the president's in town. We're not going to take this plane out of the gate until 5 o'clock, instead of making you get there and sit.
888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken at DougStefan.com. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day. If you are one of the millions of Americans, and this is, by the way, for both men and women who have thinning hair, men and women who have colored hair, treated hair, all of this problem that you have was created by you using cheap shampoos, and the shampoos plug up the pores in your head. So obviously what's there for hair can't get through if the pores are plugged up, because that's where the hair comes from. So everything stops growing. So you lose your hair and new hair isn't grown. We all lose our hair. We're always losing our hair. We're always losing all the cellular structure in our body. But every 3 weeks, I think it is, all the cells in your body replace themselves every 3 weeks. Now, your hair, that much hair isn't falling out, but you do replace your hair. So if it can't get through the structure of the scalp because the pores are plugged up, then you don't have any new hair coming in. Thus, you don't look so hot when all the hair falls out and you can't replace it. Want to fix that problem? Of course you do. Call 800-525-8319. 800-525-8319. Order Provia. It's safe. You'll be saying goodbye to the thinning hair. You have a problem with thinning hair. Come on. Let's fix it. Let's take Doug's advice and get fuller and much more manageable hair. Not oily. This is very good product. You'll like it. 800-525-8319. For a limited time, upgrade to priority shipping free. Provia. Get your hair back. 800-525-8319.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Stefan with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
So you're sporting a brand new pre-owned GM vehicle. You notice the OnStar button and wonder,
What if I push it?
Do it. You'll get 3 months on us, a free trial of OnStar services, including automatic help in a crash and monthly diagnostic checks. The offer's good on 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM models. Just push the blue button and ask for 3 months free. It's also obligation free. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Now here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running, but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424. Or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, man, I don't like
that. Was good.
Yeah.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston. 18 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 888-302 Doug. Thoughts on the Ukraine, thoughts on the absurdity, the arrogance of politicians who believe, well, they have to travel. But we've made them into these bigger-than-life figures, and because of the craziness of people, that's, we're sort of played right into the hands of those who would make them more important than they really are. They have a job to do, and they're not. This president's not a great manager. They are supposedly managers. They're supposedly orchestrators. They're supposedly idea people, whatever it is. But they've lost sight. We've created this thing. I was listening last night to, as I fell asleep, to Bill Maher have an argument with people on his program. This is last Friday, so they're playing it over again about. The essence of the Tea Party and what it stood for. There was a lady, and I don't know who she was, who did the best job of anybody I've ever heard putting into perspective what the Tea Party was about and what it's become. And it was more or less saying, but better than what I've said, the characterization of the Tea Party and where it all came from when it started, what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, was aimed at helping people put into perspective the spending, the craziness of spending and fiscal responsibility. And then the party got hijacked by people who really have a different agenda and it has nothing to do with the fiscal responsibility that we all need and feel. And that's where they've gone wrong, and that's why they lost any number of primaries and elections. If you look at some of the results of the elections that were held, primaries held various places on this past Tuesday, the Tea Party representatives did very badly. Because now the Tea Party, we need a third party. I mean, everything that goes on in our country smacks of needing to be thinking about a third party. But they've squandered their ability to have any relevance because of their social positions. 21 after the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I care much for this.
This is what I saw, Dougie.
Alex Preston on American Idol last night. I don't want to be. So as you were watching it, Jennifer, what did you think?
You know, I didn't think it was terrible. I was kind of doing other things. But he just, you know, these kids are so crazy. He's got this tight blue pantsuit on, ankles rolled up. You know, I guess it's the style now. I feel like I'm getting old and irrelevant.
Really?
There was a lady we heard earlier on. Michael, play a little bit of Jenna Irene, who was on American Idol last night. Heard do a version of Suddenly I See, and I thought this was pretty good, actually. What do you think, Jennifer?
Yeah, this isn't bad. See, what the judges had said about that last guy is that it's not his voice that's bad. It was the fact that he created this arrangement that was kind of weird, and the arrangement overpowered his singing.
Didn't work. Yeah.
Right. And I agree with that. I think, you know, this year the judges impressed me because they're very fair assessments.
That's good. Nothing wrong with that.
So we have American Idol in the focus here on Good Day, 25 after the hour. Also during this hour, at this time, the late night shows, a little fun from the monologues of the comedians Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Fallon, David Letterman, Seth Meyers, who seems to be sort of finding his own way.
Miami police announced they're releasing a video of Justin Bieber urinating in his jail cell. Yeah. In other words, they've got streaming video of Justin Bieber. Thank you. I'm really proud of myself over that one.
Tonight's top story.
Yeah. The video, this is true, the video of Justin Bieber's time in jail will be released with his private parts blurred. Yeah. Yeah, it won't be the first time that Bieber's manhood has been unclear.
Yesterday, President Obama unveiled his budget for 2015. And no big surprise, Republicans immediately came out and started criticizing it. And House Speaker John Boehner even said it's Obama's most irresponsible budget yet. And then Boehner said, and if you think that's harsh, wait till I actually read it. And then I'm really going to tell you what's on my mind. I'm thinking of stuff to say.
Yeah. All right, Michael, stop right there for a second. Here's my problem with Jimmy Fallon. And I was trying to figure it out, and now what I just heard makes it clear to me. What he does is he tells a joke, and then he goes back to clarify it when he should just be quiet and move to the next joke.
That's what I do.
All right? But let me go back. Michael, play that again from the beginning.
Yesterday, President Obama unveiled his budget for 2015. And no big surprise, Republicans immediately came out and started criticizing it. And House Speaker John Boehner even said it's Obama's most irresponsible budget yet. And then Boehner said, and if you think that's harsh, wait till I actually read it. And then I'm really going to tell you about my mind.
So then I wait till I actually read it. That's the end of the joke. Stop. Right there. That's funny. Leave it alone. Don't go back to it. I think I've heard every day for the last week or two some example, because we play these every morning, bits and pieces, 40, 50 seconds of what some bit of the monologue has been. And it's always like he goes back to it and reworks it. Don't. Stop. It's funny. Leave it alone. All right, let's see what happens with David Letterman.
How about that evil Russian President Vladimir Putin? Oh, my God. Not listen to this. You're not going to believe this. Nominated for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Is that?
Yep. He was so excited he invaded Crimea.
Yeah.
Putin says that the Russian troops did not invade Crimea. Really? Well, what are those guys, mall cops? Putin doesn't know what the troops are doing there and has no exit strategy. You know why? He got that from us.
Ah.
That's our deal.
All right. That's very true. All right. Food for thought. Good day. Time 20 at FDR.
This is your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of TheNationalReview.com and Katrina VandenHeuvel of TheNation.com. Coming right up, what do you think of Governor Brewer's veto of the Arizona bill?
Welcome back to Science Today. And we already have our next caller. Welcome. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Philip.
Hello, Philip. You sound really young.
Not really. I'm 9.
Oh, wow. You're still in elementary school, right?
Does that matter?
Oh, no, not at all. What's your question?
Well, I know the molecular formula for water is H2O. I also know that hydrocarbon is CH3CH250CH3. Glucose is C6H12O6. The general formula for an alkene is CnH2n plus 2. But what I can't seem to find is any scientific formula for Bob.
Bob?
My goldfish.
Are you ready for kids who eat healthy? Good nutrition can lead to great things. To find out how a healthy lifestyle can help your child succeed, go to mypyramid.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the Ad Council and USDA.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Lowry and VandenHeuvel. How can we best balance the rights to religious liberty and the right to be free from discrimination in that Arizona bill?
The case against this bill is non-existent, and people have really created a complete straw man and misunderstand what it is. It's based on the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act, which is that when you say person, that applies also to a business.
There is a panic within the GOP base that the surge of support for the recent advances in gay and lesbian equality, for marriage, same-sex marriage. And I think there's a search on for new forms of bigotry to deploy.
This is Mark Green, the host of Both Sides Minute, today with Katrina VandenHeuvel of TheNation.com and Rich Lowry.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
For the new hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Jennifer and Kenny and I discussing some of the issues of the day. Sad news about game show host Jeff Edwards, who at 83 passed away yesterday as a result of complications of something that really was fairly easy to fix had he not developed pneumonia. Really interesting. I remember him when he was on the radio and then he was on television. I didn't realize or remember just looking at his story. He was in I Dream of Jeannie and Petticoat Junction.
He was one of he was a reporter on the scene the day Kennedy was shot.
He was.
Yeah.
That I didn't know either.
Which was really interesting. He actually came on the show that my dad does. My dad's also in the radio biz.
Yep.
And detailed the day, just the whole day. He was in Dallas in the newsroom the day that Kennedy was shot.
Really? He was best known probably as a game show host, though, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Much as anything else. If you looked at a picture of him, as soon as you see him, you'll remember him. And so his passing is sad, obviously. But what did he do? He fell down and
I think he had either a hip, he had either hip or knee surgery. I don't know exactly which. But then mm-hmm. he was okay, and then he got pneumonia, and you know that's very serious, especially as you get older.
Well, it always and it happens under those circumstances. That's one of the worst things when you have any kind of ailment and you get pneumonia. If you don't have a healthy immune system, it's down for the count. Because that's really what happens. It is your immune system can't handle the infection. The infections go right to your lungs, and that's bingo here. More people on death certificates die of pneumonia than anything else. Do you know that, Jennifer?
I did know that. Yeah, I heard
people
that.
People say, the biggest cause of death in our country is heart attack or
right.
cancer.
Cancer.
No.
Or whatever, yeah.
It isn't. The number one cause of death in our country are complications brought about by pneumonia. That's what really knocks people off. So, anyway, he was a clever guy and had a lot of radio and television experience. So, anyway, it's too bad. Jeff Edwards at 83 passing away. There's more in the Ukraine situation. Some of the ancillary damage, if we put the word damage in quotation marks. There's a lady named Liz Wall who worked for the Russian English language news channel. And Michael reminded me earlier that Larry King is doing a program on RT, which is the government-sponsored news channel that speaks
Crimea, English. Hello.
Right. Yeah. Ukraine. Hello. Okay, so there's this anchor named Liz Wall, Jennifer, who worked for RT, and she quit on the air last night explaining why. This is actually quite a good story and is very telling. I thought that she had a lot of courage, and I didn't know who she was before, but now I know who she was, and I'm figuring this is a good move for her in a number of ways. Here she is with her last broadcast.
Last night, RT made international headlines when one of our anchors went on the record and said Russian intervention in Crimea is wrong. And indeed, as a reporter on this network, I face many ethical and moral challenges, especially me personally, coming from a family whose my grandparents came here as refugees during the Hungarian Revolution, ironically to escape the Soviet forces. I have family on the opposite side, on my mother's side, that sees the daily grind of poverty. And I'm very lucky to have grown up here in the United States. I'm the daughter of a veteran. My partner is a physician at a military base where he sees every day the firsthand accounts of the ultimate prices that people pay for this country. And that is why, personally, I cannot be part of a network funded by the Russian government that whitewashes the actions of Putin. I'm proud to be an American and believe in disseminating the truth. And that is why, after this newscast, I'm resigning.
I just was thinking, as she said that, she may not be happy working for anybody in news.
No.
Excuse me. Well, it'd be interesting to see how many job offers she has today. That's an interesting story, don't you think, Jen?
It's nice that somebody actually stands up for themselves, though. It's a good thing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Where her morals became more important than the money.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how much money those people are.
Well, but still, it's a job.
So the Crimean Parliament has set the date for a referendum on March 16th. Local Crimean voters are going to be asked whether Crimea ought to become part of Russia or remain part of the Ukraine. Now, that'll be interesting to see how, in the next 10 days, that works itself out. And what a great idea. Call for an election 10 days later, you got the election. Can you imagine how that would work in our country?
That would never happen here. Not enough time to campaign.
No, we need 4 years between presidential elections. That's why we need to have a whole change anyway, because all this time spent electioneering, if we didn't have any repeats, that would bring another reality to a halt in our country. The nonsense of all this electioneering. If you're not familiar with what my premise is, 6 years in the House, one term, that's it. 6 years in the Senate, one term, that's all you're allowed. 6 years, one term as president, that's all you're allowed. 6 years as a governor of a state, that's all you're allowed. Can't campaign, can't run for the same office again, so therefore you're not beholden to all the special interests that have inculcated and messed up our system. At any rate, and then we could do, in 2 weeks, have an election. I mean, okay, so 2 months maybe. But the foolishness, this nonsense that goes on with electioneering, everybody and the time they're spending figuring out whether Chris Christie should run, Mrs. Clinton ought to run, Hugo, Rand, Paul, this is nonsense. There's so many other things that are important and interesting to talk about. For example, the CIA has been accused of spying on members of the United States Senate. Allegations center on possible improper monitoring of the Senate Intelligence Committee and snooping following members of the committee on their computers. Aha! Da-da-da-da!
All right, so who's on the committee? Let's take a look.
CIA.
Guarantee you it's not Harry Reid.
No, Harry Reid doesn't have a clue. I'm surprised he can find his way home every night. And by the way, as an aside, while you're looking that up, Jennifer, there's a cute new television show, cute I say, it is kind of cute, that follows four members of the Senate, who are supposedly Republicans, that live in the same house in Washington. And in fact, there is a house in Washington where four senators live. Schumer is one of them. Durbin's another one. I forget who the other two are. They're all Democrats, but they live in this four-bedroom house. This is their abode when they're in Washington. It's kind of the premise of the show. It's kind of like a fraternity, a frat house, only they're senators. I think it's a clever idea.
Kind of fun.
Actually, yeah, it is kind of fun. All right, how'd you find out who's on the Senate Intelligence Committee?
Okay, it looks like Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah, DiFi. Yeah.
John Rockefeller from West Virginia.
From West Virginia, yeah.
Ron Wyden from Oregon.
From Oregon.
Barbara Mikulski from Maryland.
Yeah.
Mark Udall from Colorado.
Udall, yeah.
Him too.
Yeah.
Mark Warner from Virginia.
Yeah.
Martin Heinrich from New Mexico.
Is he responsible for the maneuver?
Yes. Get it. Heinrich. Angus King from Maine. Those are the Democrats. Now, the Republicans, Saxby Chambliss from Georgia. He's the vice chairman.
Yeah.
Richard Burr from North Carolina. James Reich from Idaho. Daniel Coates from Indiana. Marco Rubio from Florida. Susan Collins from Maine. And Tom Coburn from Oklahoma.
So both Maine senators are on the Senate Intelligence Committee?
Yeah, isn't that odd?
That is interesting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Keep your eye on them. All right, so what do you think will happen now that it's become public that the CIA, I always love this, they're accused. Of course they're doing it. And why are they doing it? And what? How much money, how much tax money is being spent by the CIA, which is one of the black ops organizations? Nobody knows what their budget is. Nobody has any clue as to what really goes on there. So why would the CIA be spying on members of the Senate Intelligence Committee unless they were trying to, in some way, shape, or form, somehow
influence
policy?
Of course.
That's what it is. So how do you like that, boys and girls?
Does it? You know, it doesn't surprise me. I mean, tell me that story, and I go, well, you know, they're looking at my emails. So, you know, it's just...
Everybody's being spied on, and for what reason? That's the question. What's the most important? I think that's the most important story of the day, way beyond what's going on
and
in the Crimea.
Probably one that a lot of people will not talk about.
Yes, but we will, happily.
Because we're fair and balanced, sir.
Yeah, that's a nonsensical. We really are. Dianne Feinstein is the chairman of the committee, by the way.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Hey, Dave, man, what kind of hearings do you think are going to happen? As a result of that. 888-302-3684. Heart Factors Plus. Do I have to say anything else? If I said to you, Kenny, what does it mean when you take Heart Factors Plus to your body? Have you heard me lecturing on this long enough so you get the gist of what Heart Factors Plus does?
It lowers your blood pressure.
Yeah.
And increases blood flow.
Yes.
In places that you want it.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, it does do that.
So what else do you need to know? 800-577-8560. That's the thing. It keeps your blood pressure. You got good blood pressure, keeps it where it is. Start taking this in your 40s. What Kenny's age, as a matter of fact. Start taking it, and it'll keep your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. It feeds your body, feeds your heart. The nitric oxide in there opens up all of your vessels, so the blood gets to your heart well, gets to your brain well, gets to your muscles well. And don't stop there. There are plenty of other benefits as well, if you know what I mean, from getting good blood flow to all parts of your body. 800, what do you mean, Doug? You know what I mean. 800-577-8560. Ask for your risk-free trial of Heart Factor Plus. Get a free bottle, faster results. 800-577-8560. Also, you'll get a free bottle of the brand new CoQ10 and fish oil formula from Chamonix just for trying Heart Factors Plus. 800-577-8560.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawnford. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring, and another in late spring, strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at scotts.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Okay, you ready? I'm going to let go of the bike now.
Wait, not yet, Dad.
No, just keep pedaling. You've got it.
Don't go. There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
I already did! You're doing it!
Woohoo! I'm doing it!
But once we take action, we're awfully glad we did. Markets are changing, and interest rates are still low. If you're thinking about getting into the real estate market, now may be the time to make your move. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Grainger catalog and Grainger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Grainger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRAINGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams! Like, I was going to say Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer company, Boston Bass, it was Boston beer.
All right, let's talk about some of the people in the news today. Jennifer, not in the news. Kenny, not in the news.
Thankfully.
Doug, not in the news. But Simon Cowell is.
Yeah.
Gave his first interview since the birth of his son.
He's a new man.
He is, apparently. He's a natural father. Or at least he thinks he's a natural
of
father.
Of course he does. You think he'd be like, I stink at this. Right. I don't think those words would utter from his lips.
Right after he was born, he told his ex-girlfriend, Terry Seymour, interviewing him for Extra.
Terry works on Extra. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's she like? I don't know her.
She's got a dark, curly hair.
Yeah.
Kind of olive skin. Cute.
Was
but
it
they dated on and off for a long time. No, they actually seem to get along very well.
Yeah. Right. So, he's a dad. Isn't that sweet? Let's see what else happened here that's of interest. Scarlett Johansson's pregnant.
Yeah.
And because of that, they're going to move up the filming of the Avengers because she's in the, what's her, the name of her character in the Avengers?
I don't know, actually.
Okay.
Black Widow, isn't it?
Black Widow, there you go.
Right, exactly.
There you go. Oh, yeah. And she has to wear this skin-tight suit,
right.
So, you know, you can't really...
Awkward. If you're pregnant.
Can't have a baby bump in that.
No.
Meanwhile, Black Widow's having some little baby spiders.
Yeah. Ashton Kutcher says that his former life was gross.
Yeah.
One night stands.
Yeah, being a one night stand guy gets old and gross.
Yeah. He says being a single guy can be a lot of fun when you're financially independent and can do whatever you want, whenever you want. But now he's turned over. Well, he must have. Did he settle down with Demi Moore? Was he like that just before he married her?
Well, here's the deal. He went straight from Demi to Mila. So I don't know how many. I mean, maybe he had a month off. Maybe he got sick of being a single guy after a month. Could have been.
That's what happens.
He's an overachiever, perhaps.
Yeah. Well, he is an overachiever. I think that's good. I find him to be very likable.
Oh, right? Yeah. He is very likable. And he's smart.
Yeah. So there was a fundraiser after the Oscars on Sunday, hosted by Charlize Theron, Sean Penn, and Halle Berry. It apparently was, according to a report, quote, a massive disaster because the party got crashed.
Uh-huh.
They were trying to raise $1 million for, it was called the Fame and Philanthropy Party, raising money for Charlize's Africa Outreach Project. But because people crashed somehow or other, they couldn't control who came into the party.
Right. Ticket scanner broke down. And the thing is, the people that actually paid money, like $1,750 on the low end for a ticket and $100,000 for a table, there was like portable toilets. They didn't have enough food. The food was cold. It smelled like marijuana all the night. It's just sounded pretty gross.
Does sound pretty gross. All right, well, anyway.
Take my $17.50 and go somewhere else. Thank you.
$17.50.
That's you.
Use it well. 51 after on Good Day.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. With our focus on technology now, Tech Talk time, Shelley Palmer will start things off. Got a new gadget. Shelley's going to talk with you about a new gadget. Don't you love new gadgets?
I love gadgets.
Gadget. What a great word that is, too. It's so expressive. It really is a word about what the word means, right? I mean, I've always told when I was teaching English, never define a word by using the word, but like somebody who's helpful provides people with help. What does that mean? But gadget's one of those great words that defines, you know, what it is. All these things around us are gadgets. Anyway, not to get too carried away here. Wasn't there a show about Professor Gadget?
Oh, it was Inspector.
Inspector Gadget.
Dun, 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 dun. Inspector Gadget. Dun, 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 dun.
And what sort of gadgets?
Like that.
When I think about these.
Go, Gadget
things.
Arm. And then his arm would shoot out.
Oh, really?
You always say go gadget something. I don't know.
And MacGyver. Isn't MacGyver all about gadgetry?
Well, MacGyver could just do anything with like a paperclip. He was really creative.
Right. All right. Anyway, well, if you're not that creative, you'll enjoy Shelley Palmer's overview of this new gadget that's designed to track how much sunlight you're getting. Wow. That sounds like I'm going to bet this is an app of some sort. Well, we'll find out. No more guessing. Shelley has the story in a moment here for us on Good Day.
This eczema is driving me crazy. All I do is, no matter what I use on this dry, itchy red skin, I can't stop.
Introducing the first eczema lotion from Cortisone 10. It contains the strongest non-prescription itch medicine to relieve the. Plus 7 moisturizers to help heal severe dry skin. Once you start using it, you'll stop the for good.
Ah, that's better.
New Cortisone 10 eczema lotion. Feel the heal.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports.
Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break, and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, there are dozens of different wearable computers that make sure you're eating right, sleeping right, and getting the exercise you need. But there's only one that makes sure you're getting the right amount of sunlight every day. Sunsprite, a new gadget currently seeking funding on Indiegogo, is solar-powered and Bluetooth-enabled and records your daily sunlight exposure for easy tracking. Designed for people who suffer from seasonal affective disorder or depression, Sunsprite aims to help you get outside more and soak up more rays. The Harvard researcher who designed the device says it can lead to improvements in mood and sleep after just 3 or 4 days and significant changes in overall health after about 3 weeks. If you want technology to improve your life in every way it can, or if you just want to quantify anything and everything, a $100 contribution to its Indiegogo campaign will secure you a device and help set you on your way to sunnier days ahead. Follow me on Twitter at Shelley Palmer or go to ShelleyPalmer.com to learn more about it.
For Doug Stevens, Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Now, here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind. So I go through periods when I'm unable to sleep at night. And I feel like I'm constantly running. I can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called non-24-hour disorder. Learn more about non-24 by calling 855-856-2424 or visiting learnmorenon24.com.
Brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
In 1952, Martha's parents drove her home in their brand spanking new coupe they'd just insured with a spiffy outfit called Geico.
In 1967, Chad got a far-out policy from Geico and saved himself some bodacious bread.
In 1994, Natalie got the 411 from her homegirls on a fat with her pH insurance policy from Geico.
Word to your mother.
Over the past 75 years, the expressions have changed, but one thing hasn't. Saving money with Geico.
Yeah, I like that guy's voice, don't you?
Staples has announced, headquartered in Framingham, Massachusetts, by the way, they're closing 225 stores and cutting their costs by $500 million. So apparently there's too much competition in that space. What's the other major,
Office Depot. And there's Office Max.
Right. So there's too much. Staples has long been a staple, if you'll pardon the pun.
I'm trying to remember what you did.
Do you really understand?
Clever,
what I did.
Clever man.
Very clever. Yes. All right. So anyway, how does that affect? They have a lot of technology stuff in their stores. I don't know what I think when I go into Staples, but I don't go to Office Max. I don't go to Office Depot. I go to Staples, but
you don't go there to shop. You kind of go there.
Hello, it's Tom Chenault from The Tom Chenault Show. We are experts in home-based business and residual income. We show people how to make money from their home, either part-time or full-time. And in partnership with Genesis Communication Network, we've organized a team to fight back about people not having money, time, or health. And we need your help. What we want you to do is, if you've got an interest in building an organization to fight back against people taking our money, taking our time, and taking our health, we want to talk to you. All you need to do is call this number, 855-308-8326. Again, all you want to do is call 855-308-8326. You can make a tremendous amount of money and end up fighting for a great cause. Please call us right now.